Do you ever feel ugly?
Ugly?
Because some days I do. And I'm not just talking not cute, but I feel ugly, ugly. Like I'm looking into a funhouse mirror thinking I should stay inside or I might scare small children. Can you relate? A recent study by the Board of Mental Health found that 29% of women felt disgusting at least once in the past year. And that's what we're talking about in today's episode. Those ugly days.
La, 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 la.
Hello and welcome to Big Lash Energy. I'm your host, Jaina Marie. Before we get started, I just wanted to take a second to share some exciting news. You, my friend, are officially listening to an Ambie-nominated podcast. Yes!
Oh my God, no way. I love this for you. What are the Ambies?
The Ambies are basically the Academy Awards of podcasting. They include shows from all over the world. And this year, your girl was nominated as one of the 7 best relationship and wellness podcasts. What's really cool about it is that we were the only Canadian show in our category, as well as the only independent show, meaning all of the other nominated podcasts are made by production companies, including one by CNN. So considering everything here at Big Lush Energy is done by just me and Tim, it really is an honor just to be nominated. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be making my way to Los Angeles for the award ceremony, and I'd be lying if I said that my competitive ass didn't care if I won. But either way, it's something to celebrate. So if you could do me a huge favor and cross all your fingers and toes for me for the next 2 weeks, I'd really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Are they still crossed? Perfect. Anyways, back to being ugly. I actually had a completely different episode planned for this week, but something happened to me a couple of days ago that had me feeling like this was a message that somebody had to hear. I'm a little nervous about this one because it's really personal. And as somebody who prides myself in being a really confident person, I really don't love talking about my insecurities. But it's all in the name of BLE. And here, I'm all about sharing my most vulnerable parts so that maybe, if you're going through the same thing, you won't feel alone. Like I said, I have a feeling that what I went through last week might help someone. And who knows, maybe it's you.
Maybe it's you.
So if you're feeling like your self-esteem is at an all-time low, then listen up. Because today's episode is all about those times when we look in the mirror and say, ugh, gross. Let's go.
Welcome to Big Lash Energy, dedicated to helping you navigate life's hurdles with your head held high. We're celebrating wins, learning from our losses, and laughing at ourselves along the way. Now here's your favorite hype woman, Jaina Marie.
Jaina Marie.
First of all, let me start off by saying that there is a difference between being confident in who we are versus how we look. And I can say that personally, I'm almost always confident in who I am. And that hasn't always been the case. But I guess that through the years, I've been through enough to know that at this point, I could probably make it through anything. When it comes to how I look, however, I'm confident most of the time. I contribute the confidence that I do have to growing up being taught that God doesn't make mistakes. That he's the perfect artist and I'm one of his creations. So who am I to criticize his work? Sometimes I've even wished I could dislike myself enough to be motivated to make the changes necessary to look better, if that makes sense. Like I know of women going through extreme measures to try and look even marginally better. And I'm over here like, I mean, sure, I'd love to be a little bit smaller, but God loves me the way I am. So can you pass me another Oreo? Or of course, there's also those times when I've squeezed my fluffy belly into a super flattering pair of $200 yoga pants, caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror and thought, damn,
I look good.
As long as I stay wearing these pants, I don't really need to spend the afternoon on a stair climber. The majority of the time, I'm sure of myself and I embrace my own unique beauty and I know not to compare myself with anyone, but there are still some days where I wake up feeling like a stumpy-assed, fat-faced, puffy-eyed, scraggly-haired garden gnome.
Yep.
There have even been moments when I've avoided looking at myself in the mirror, times when it's gotten so bad that I've even resorted to doing my makeup in the dark. I've worked with women long enough to know that some of us feel this way most of the time, and that breaks my heart. In my case, I've noticed that those icky feelings tend to be triggered when someone takes a really unflattering photo of me, or I catch myself in the mirror in some awkward position, but I've noticed that the times I feel the most despicable are the times when I'm unable to do the things that I need to for myself. The times when I put my needs on the back burner. In those times, seeing greasy hair or the few pounds I've put on is a reminder of how I've neglected me, the work that I'm not doing, and most importantly, the time that I don't have for myself. Even if you can't relate, Rihanna can. She told Star Magazine,
"I have an ugly day once a month. Pimples on my face, I'm fat and in a bad mood. It's more like an ugly week."
Have you ever had one of those ugly weeks? My guess is it was most likely hormonal, or maybe it was one of those times where everything else took precedence over your you time. Washing your hair was a luxury you just didn't have time for, and the thought of making it into a gym was laughable. I mean, even if you had the time, you didn't have the energy. All of your meals were eaten on the go, in the car, or whatever you could find, and that's exactly how I found myself just a couple of days ago. As I talked about in last week's episode, I was just recently in Atlanta, but my flight going home got moved to the next day. So that meant that I was only going to be home for 2 days before leaving again for Cancun to work. The to-do list was super long and I only had 48 hours to get it all done. In the time I was home, I needed to unpack the professional / cold weather clothes from Atlanta, do laundry,
repack beachy options for Mexico,
buy some of the supplies that I'd run out of, wash brushes,
and pack my professional makeup kit,
clean my house so it was ready for the woman who was gonna be watching Arzu, then take Arzu shopping to get groceries and snacks for school, catch up on emails, and so much more. Washing my hair had been on the agenda, but the other things just seemed to be more important. Then I stayed up all night packing, threw on a hat, and drove to the airport at 5 a.m., landed in Cancun in the early evening, made my way to my room to set up for the hair and makeup appointment I had the next day, and passed out early because I knew that my bride was going to be in my room at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That was 3 a.m. my time.
Over the course of the next 24 hours, I did 3 full glam hair and makeup looks for her, and in between, whenever I wasn't doing hair and makeup, I was washing my brushes, resetting for the next glam session, and trying to pull that week's episode together. I recorded until 2 o'clock in the morning one night, then had to pack up all the makeup and hair gear and make my way to the bride's room for 4 a.m. At around 8:30 in the morning, I was finally done the majority of the hair and makeup work. Once I knew that my client was happy with everything, I went back to my room feeling accomplished. She loved all of her looks. The podcast audio was finally done being recorded. I'd helped Arzu with her homework over FaceTime. All of my responsibilities had been taken care of. Check, 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 and check, and check.
However,
in the process, I hadn't had time to eat properly, wash my hair, shave my legs, or do any of the other things that helped me to feel like my best self. But it was finally time. I stepped out of the clothes that had been hiding my body and suddenly caught a glimpse of myself in the hotel room mirror. Maybe it was the bad lighting, maybe it was the exhaustion, but I took one look at myself and was immediately disgusted.
Disgusted.
Sure, I'd already felt gross, but now that I was looking in the mirror, I realized I looked even worse. The bags under my eyes were bagging. The overhead light had everything else looking like it was either bloated or sagging, and that's when a voice inside, likely my self-saboteur, said, "Ugh, look at you. You're disgusting. You've put on weight. Your hair's a mess. Your ass is deflated. Do you remember when it used to look great? Your face only looks decent from one angle and only in good lighting. Ugh, do you see the fat collecting around your knees? You used to be pretty. Now? Who would ever love that?" I fought tears as that horrible voice continued. "You're getting older. It's only going to get worse, you know." And with that, I took a one-way ticket to a dark, dark place. I think I felt so defeated for 2 reasons. One, I felt hopeless. Like I knew what I had to do to take care of myself, but I didn't have the time. And I felt unlovable. Like if people knew how I really looked, naked like this, they wouldn't love me. And on top of that, everything's going to keep going downhill. So it's only going to get worse. Who's going to listen to me, respect me, or love me if I stay looking like this? Or when it inevitably gets worse? As women, so much of our power and relevance comes from being attractive. We learn it as soon as we see the difference between getting an oil change in no makeup and sweats versus getting an oil change when you're looking cute. You get better service, men are more polite, kinder, so the thought of our looks slowly fading away with age can be terrifying. Anyways, I finally stepped inside the shower. It was so needed that it almost felt like therapy. I washed my hair, put in some deep conditioner, let it sit while I shaved my legs, exfoliated everything, rinsed the conditioner, and then just stood there, letting the water run over me. I took a deep breath. Wow, I needed this. Something as simple as a shower. A moment to myself. For myself. I stepped out of the running water, feeling refreshed, but still chunky. The hotel bathroom had an obscene amount of mirrors. I tried my best to avoid looking in them, but there I was, face to face with my naked body. In my shame, I tried to look away, but of course, there was a mirror or some kind of reflection anywhere I turned. So of course, as I dried myself off, I ended up making eye contact with myself. This time, a different voice spoke up and said, "Stop. Stop. Stop criticizing yourself. Beautiful flowers don't come from ugly trees." I know, it sounds a little bit cheesy, but it hit me right in the feels. Then the voice said, "Stand tall and proud." So I did. I stood taller in the mirror, completely naked. It said taller, like the confident woman that you are. So I stretched my arms straight up above my head. Suddenly, in my mind's eye, my feet had become roots, planted firmly into the ground. My legs, my stomach, my back, my chest, my neck all formed the trunk of a strong and powerful tree. My outstretched arms were now branches that extended all the way to my fingertips. I spread my fingers all the way out, and as I slowly, slowly lowered my arms, I imagined leaves and flowers all around me, like a tree covered in cherry blossoms. Each delicate flower represented something beautiful I've created in this world, one for each of the smiles I'd put on my clients' faces, the pride I'd put in my parents' eyes, the safe and loving home I'd created for Arzu, almost 100 episodes of a podcast focused on self-love and encouragement, the beautiful hairstyles, the makeups, the way that I've decorated my condo, how I show love to the people around me. Every act of love, every beautiful thing I'd created, resulted in a flower. And in my imagination, the flowers were all around me. I was no longer focused on the little things I perceived as imperfections on my body. Now my focus was in all the beauty that surrounded me. What I'd created with my own hands, manifestations of the love and beauty that I had in my heart. And I stood even taller. If what I'm creating is love and beauty, then I must be lovable and beautiful too. Strangely enough, as corny as it might have sounded, it worked. I took a deep breath. It was a powerful and wonderful reminder that I'm so much more than flesh on bones, so much more than how photogenic I am. I represent so much more than fat on my knees. And if anyone saw my leaves, the flowers, the beauty I've created, they'd think I was beautiful too. I wrapped myself in a robe and took a seat on one of the beds. As I considered this shift in perspective, I suddenly thought of you. You on the days when you're not feeling your best, the times when you're feeling neglected, when you don't have the time to show yourself the love that you need and deserve. I thought maybe I should tell my BLE bestie about the trees. To think about the love and light you bring into this world, whether it be as simple as the loving gesture of packing a lunch for your kids, the smiles you put on your friends' faces, the way you show love to the people around you, the care and attention you put into your work, the way you set the table at night, the thoughtful touches you put into the gifts that you give. Maybe if you thought of all of these things, you'd show yourself some grace too. Today, Arzu asked me what I was working on for this week's episode, and I told her, I'm talking about the days when we feel ugly. I happen to think she's one of the most beautiful humans I've ever seen, so I asked her, do you ever feel ugly? She said,
yes, whenever I haven't had a shower.
So maybe there's power in that too. Try to remember that everyone, and I mean everyone, even the women you think are the most beautiful, have ugly days. Days where they criticize themselves. Scarlett Johansson said,
I don't walk around feeling sensual. I'm a girl. Aren't we all like that when we wake up in the morning and go, oh God, what changed as I slept?
Megan Fox has been quoted as saying,
I don't ever see myself the way other people see me. There's never been a point in my life where I loved my body. Never, ever.
Isn't that sad? So in times when you're feeling ugly, stand tall. Think of all the beauty you create. Take a shower and remember, just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. You've been wrong before. I mean, chances are you used to believe that having a tan was good for you and over-tweezed eyebrows were cool and layering tank tops was cute. One thing you're not gonna do is go through life seeing beauty in everyone else but you. I appreciate you pressing play today. I really needed to get this off my chest because I've got an award show to go to in 2 weeks and I can't be over here feeling gross. Oh, hell no. If you know someone who could use this little reminder or someone who could use a little BLE in their life, could you pretty please share this show with them? I hear every time you do, someone hearing that voice saying that they're ugly stands taller and says, Fuck you. It's true. Thanks again for listening. Until next week, please go be your most fabulous self and don't forget to spread that badass big lash energy everywhere you go. Thanks, beautiful.
Goodbye. Damn, Taylor, would you fit me in if you can? Damn, Taylor, I know you're the one with the plan. Damn, Taylor, there's no time to waste. Would you make damn?
Could you make me up right now?